News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Spain is enduring its worst flooding disaster in decades, with at least 95 people dead and dozens more missing. And John Marsham, Professor of Atmospheric Science at the University of Leeds, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, John. First of all, is there a particular confluence of events that has led to this severe flash flooding?
Good morning. Yes, absolutely. We understand these kind of weather events very well. Technically, it's what we call a cutoff low. Essentially, you've got cold air high in the atmosphere and warm, moist air coming underneath it, and that's very unstable. And that means that we get the warm, moist air rising and causing big storms and ultimately these enormous floods. I mean, what's unusual here is the sheer intensity. Some areas have seen a year's worth of rain in just 8 hours. Some places have seen over half a metre of rainfall. I think that was confirmed this morning. So, you know, absolutely, you know, almost unbelievable quantities of rain.
Yeah. And we have seen those extraordinary scenes on our screens, like literally rivers running through towns, cars being washed away. The question is always going to be asked, is climate change a factor behind this extreme weather?
Absolutely. So climate scientists have been warning of this for decades now. The increase of extreme rainfall with increasing global temperatures is one of the most robust aspects of climate change, because the physics is, you know, very, very simple on some level. Warm air holds more water, and if there's more water in the air, you can get more extreme rainfall. That it goes up by about 7% per degree C of warming. That doesn't sound very much, but if you have a flood, adding 7% more rain makes a big difference. And then on top of that, there's more complex factors. So more water gives more energy, which gives more intense storms. We think the storms become slower moving, and that can increase the totals as well. And in Spain, what may have happened is that because they've actually been coming out of a drought in that region, there's been a shortage of rainfall. That's been a real problem for agriculture. It's pushed up food prices in Europe. The ground's been really baked hard by that drought. And that means when it does rain, the water just runs off and causes these scenes that, as you say, look like they come out of a movie, not somewhere in Europe that many of your listeners may have been to.
Yeah, and preceding the flooding, I mean, there was extraordinary scenes of golf ball-sized hailstones battering the coast as well. So there's obviously a lot of extreme weather going on. Can we predict, John, from this? I mean, you just said global warming has led to, you know, more moisture in the air, therefore more rainfall and all this. The likelihood of these types of events increasing. We've often seen this type of crazy flooding in parts of Asia and things, which is there's a comfort in that when you're a European, but now it has moved on to continental Europe. Are we going to see more of this? Is this the direction of travel now for our weather because of the issues around climate?
We're absolutely going to see more of this. As you say, there's been big floods all over the world, but this feels much closer to home. Of course, there was big floods in Greece last year and in Eastern Europe this year, and now Spain. So, you know, nowhere is safe from this. Flooding will continue to increase until we essentially phase out fossil fuels, what's known as net zero. So this is only going to get worse until we do get rid of fossil fuels.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Professor John Marsham there, who's Professor of Atmospheric Science at the University of Leeds. And I'm also joined now by Andrew White from Valencia GAA. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning.
Can you tell us how are things now where you are?
Well, yeah, everyone's in a bit of a state of shock at what's happened. Well, with the quantity of debt that's taken place,
sure,
and the destruction. I've been here for 20 years, and we get these floods. We get every autumn they happen. But just this October, they've been at a level, at an intensity we haven't seen before.
Okay. We've seen it only on our television screens, John, and even at a remove, it is very shocking, Andrew. The as you say, the number of deaths is very shocking, but also simply the scenes, the destruction now in the aftermath. I imagine huge parts of Valencia City and surrounding regions just destroyed.
Well, the city itself isn't actually that bad damaged. We have there's some obviously storm damage and water. Our water is cut intermittently, but the actual city and city centre isn't that badly damaged. It's mainly been an area to the south of the city, the southern suburbs, which have been completely devastated. And that's where most of the terrible scenes are coming from.
Yeah. I don't know what you work at yourself, Andrew, out there, but I imagine huge numbers of businesses completely wiped out. And indeed, we've seen many people's homes, cars, all of that property destroyed.
Yeah. Well, businesses, schools, shop. Well, a lot are closed today. The local government has an order to stay at home for most people. But in the main part of the city itself, the damage isn't that noticeable, and life is getting back to normal. But in the areas that are affected, it's still extremely worrying. They're still searching for people.
Yes, I would imagine the emergency services, and I know there's been 100 soldiers deployed from the Spanish Army as well, that the emergency services are all now engaged. I suppose the fear is that many of the people who are currently missing may turn out to have lost their lives in these floods.
Well, that's a fear. That's what everyone is calling around to make sure people are accounted for. We still have, a couple of members of our own family from our GAA club who aren't accounted for yet. We haven't got in touch with them.
Okay.
So a lot of people are in a similar situation, just worry, making sure that everyone is accounted for. It's made more difficult, of course, by the fact that lots of people, this area has no electricity, of course, so it makes it harder to contact people.
Absolutely. Look, delighted to hear that you and yours are safe as well. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Andrew Whyter, who's clearly Irish.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.